Senator Brad Hawkins' proposal would incentivize school district consolidation.
I've been encouraging people to think differently about how we deliver educational services, because given what we spend on education today, we would never design 295 different school districts.
The former school board president and ranking Republican on the Senate Education Committee says per student costs in some small districts are more than double the state average.
Some districts in our area spend as much as $26,000 and $28,000 per student, when a school district like Eastmont actually spends under the state average. So I'm hoping my proposal will lead to some candid conversations about what's best for students and taxpayers.
Hawkins says administration and maintenance costs are the main reasons for the discrepancy. His bill would provide more money for school construction and renovations to districts that voluntarily choose to consolidate. I'm Tracy Ellis.